Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
A significant event today if you believe in the power of prayer. People from all over Australia have gathered in the Great Hall of Parliament House for the National Day of Prayer and Fasting. We previewed it last week with Warwick Marsh, so I thought do a quick catch-up on how it all went. And joining us now is Dr. Graham McClellan, who was there. Hi, Graham. Thanks very much for joining us.
Yeah, great to be with you.
How did it go?
Great. Well, we started at 10 o'clock and went through till 4, just finished a bit after that, but there would have been about 20 speakers just for about 3 minutes each, with introducing each hour, about four of them. And we would have had about 450 there at any time, I suppose, 450 to 500 and probably 600 at least during the whole time, coming and going. Quite a number of people from the churches around Canberra came in, so there would have been at least 600. But, you know, great time of prayer and worship and praying for the nation.
So the format was somebody offers some reflections on the hour and then people just pray after that.
Yeah, that's right.
What were some of those reflections, Graham?
Well, to do with evangelism mainly, life issues, and basically the whole theme was on evangelism and getting people to know Christ, praying for your friends, and just restoring the nation to biblical values.
Where did people come from? A lot of people from around Canberra, but certainly beyond?
Yes, yeah. Well, people from Western Australia, lots of people from Queensland, lots of people from Victoria, certainly New South Wales and South Australia. All the states were present. The territories, at least Canberra, I'm not sure about Tasmania and the Northern Territory.
Okay. It was a National Day of Prayer and Fasting. Take us through the fasting part of it, Graham.
Yeah, well, the Wesleyan fast actually is suitable for these types of things. They actually used to do it out here at Orange. I'm ringing from Orange, and being in 1838, the Cornish people used to have what they call a Wesleyan fast, which is not eating on a Friday morning and lunchtime. So that was quite all right for most people, just not to have breakfast and lunch. Some fasted throughout the weekend, and of course you've got to have water, but actually, that fast in Orange that took place was in 1838, and it broke the drought. And then Governor Gibson, 1838, proclaimed a day of prayer and fasting as well, and the drought broke right throughout the state and beyond.
So what now? So we've held this first time for quite a few years. What now, Graham?
Well, next year on the 10th of February, they'll be having another time in Parliament House, in the Great Hall, and the centre of, power for our nation. And it'll be on life issues, certainly the abortion issue, euthanasia, all those sorts of issues, and having life and having it abundantly. So there's a positive issue. And there are people who are very concerned about it. I mean, Laurie Rudd, Kevin Rudd's sister, prayed at the day-to-day, and quite a number of prominent people in the political realm as well as the church realm. And so I think we need to get the people of influence, particularly, to understand these issues are very important to Christians in Australia.
Graham, thanks so much for joining us on Open House.
We hope you enjoy.